From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Athletes in trouble with the law make headlines. Professional sports organizations question whether to ban athletes for unacceptable behavior off the field. It's been going on for a long time. Earlier this week, the National Football League reinstated Oakland Raider Darrell Russell after a series of suspensions that lasted almost 2 years. Russell had been sidelined for 3 violations of the NFL's substance abuse policy and 2 rape trials. One was a criminal case abandoned by prosecutors for lack of evidence. The other, a civil case, is still pending. The Oakland Raiders immediately released Russell. Just as quickly, the languishing Washington Redskins saw the opportunity to bolster their defense. The team has signed him to a 1-year contract. Weekend Edition football analyst Tim Green has written about some of the unseemly things that happen behind locker room doors in his book, The Dark Side of the Game, and he joins us from Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Tim. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Leanne.
Please explain how a guy with a record like Darrell Russell's finds a job with the Washington Redskins.
Well, he finds a job with the Redskins because owner Daniel Snyder really has a reputation in the NFL of being this eccentric garage sale shopper, and he buys other people's junk and he pays for it with a platinum card. Not to say that all these players were junk, but he's overpaid for players like the hot-headed quarterback Jeff George, who didn't turn out to help the team at all. An old teammate and a friend of mine, Deion Sanders, who was a once great player but really didn't have much game left, and he got a $10 million bonus and then walked away after a year of very unproductive play. And Dan Snyder goes out and just pays whatever it takes to get these cast-offs from other organizations. Darrell Russell, a cast-off, certainly not overpaying. They're picking him up for a league minimum $800,000 for a veteran. But the problem with having Russell on your team at all, Leanne, is that he's a guy who's not only had trouble off the field, but he's had trouble in the locker room. He doesn't get along with teammates. He doesn't get along with coaches. So people who've been around look at a guy like Darrell Russell and say, I don't want this guy on my team for a dollar.
What did NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue have to consider when he made the decision to reinstate Darrell Russell?
The NFL has a policy in place where players who are banned have to go through certain medical and psychological steps and show that they've mended their ways. The commissioner has consistently allowed these guys to come back. And in some instances, I think it works. But as I said, Darrell Russell is a guy who causes problems in the locker room. So he's kind of a different situation.
Your old team, the Atlanta Falcons, lost key quarterback Michael Vick. He was one of the most exciting players on the field last year. He broke his leg during a preseason game. He's still on the sidelines, so the team indeed is struggling. What condition is he in now?
Right, Leanne. The Falcons have really collapsed without Mike Vick, and it looks like he may not be back anytime soon. He had the broken bone in his leg, and they said 6 to 10 weeks, and the 10-week mark has gone. And Mike Vick is still saying that his leg is bothering him. He spoke to Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb last week, who had a similar injury last year and came back after 7 weeks. And McNabb advised Mike Vick not to come back, not to rush himself back. Meanwhile, head coach Dan Reeves was reported to have urged Mike Vick to come back because he's trying to salvage a season that right now is down the drain. But you've got the owner of the team, Arthur Blank, who looks at Mike Vick and realizes this is my franchise player. He is telling Mike Vick, don't rush back because I want you for the future. I don't want you to take a risk right now. So it's quite a soap opera, Leanne, and it's possible that Mike Vick may not play this season at all.
The current records are showing strong teams in Kansas City, Indianapolis, Tennessee, Minnesota, Carolina. Is there one team without an eye-popping record that perhaps should be watched as playoff season approaches?
That's a good question. And I think Tampa Bay is, they're the Super Bowl champions from last year. They're the defending champions. They've had some injuries early in the season. They've also lost some freaky games. They lost to the Carolina Panthers when they had 2 field goals blocked and an extra point blocked, which almost never happens. They lost a game to the Indianapolis Colts, where basically the officials afterwards said they made a mistake giving the Colts possession on an onside kick. It was a bad call. So they've lost some very close games in some strange ways, and the confidence level of the players on this team is still extremely high. They still consider themselves world champions and think they're going to win another one.
Don't count out the Bucks.
Don't count out Tampa Bay.
I guess tune in the Bucks, because Tim Green is calling today's Buccaneers-Saints game for Fox Sports. He joined us from the studios of WUSF in Tampa, Florida. He's also a best-selling author. Tim Green's latest novel is called The Fifth Angel. Tim, always a pleasure.
Leanne, I enjoyed it. Take care.